everyone, and welcome back to Presenting Pixie Dust. I'm Elizabeth, and here is Brett.
Hey, yo.
I didn't throw to you awkwardly this week when you didn't know that I was going to try and get you to introduce yourself. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. You know what? Just coming off a long weekend.
Yes.
Great. Feeling good.
Feeling fab. Feeling refreshed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so we're doing something a little bit different this week.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited about. What we've chosen to do, and this may be a disaster, we're not sure. So if it is a disaster, this is never going to go anywhere and it's never going to go out. So you know that if you're listening to this, it went reasonably well. So we are today ranking the Disney princess songs to try and come up with the ultimate song that is the best Disney princess song of all time. Of current time.
Woo! Yeah!
So here's how it's going to work. Here's our process.
How most blokes spend their Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So this was the process that we went through first.
Yep.
The big question to start off with, and this is going to get, there's going to be some opinions on this, I already know.
Sure.
But the big question to start off with was, what makes a Disney princess? How do you pick who's a princess and who's not? So we've got all our standard princesses, the ones that you would say, they are definitely a Disney princess. And then there was some debate.
Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, so we've got our Cinderellas, our Auroras, our Ariels. Princess Jasmine did not make the cut, and I'll tell you why in a moment.
Yeah.
But we also, in addition to those standard Disney princesses, we have also Anna, Elsa, and Moana. Don't come for me. This is why we have them on the list. I know that Elsa is not a Disney princess. She's a queen. I know. She's not even a queen anymore because she abdicated in the second Frozen movie. But what we did was we put out a poll because I knew that this was going to happen. I knew people would have opinions. I put out a poll on Facebook and Instagram. On our page, Presenting Pixie Dust. Go give us a follow if you don't already, if you'd like to have an opinion on these sorts of things. If Elsa and Moana were considered Disney princesses, I figured Anna, she can go in there even though she's technically a queen now. If Elsa and Moana were going to be, for the purposes of this episode, considered to be Disney princesses, if you were going to list the Disney princesses, Brett, would you put Elsa and Moana on the list?
I put Moana because she is the king's daughter.
She's the chief's daughter. Well, but she does say multiple times in the movie that she's not a princess.
Well, she's not a princess. She doesn't. That's more of a disposition.
Okay.
I think she has a title.
Well, look.
I mean, she's the. Yeah, look, it's a technicality.
Overwhelmingly, on Facebook and Instagram, the opinion was that Elsa and Moana should both, for the purposes of this episode, be considered Disney princesses.
Yeah,
so they're on the list.
Only because they have really good songs.
You know what? Complain about it all you want, but this is is what we had.
Look, was Cinderella a princess for most of the movie?
Well, no. Here's the thing, though. Cinderella has officially, by Disney, been recognized as a princess.
Okay.
Moana has not.
Really?
True.
Controversy.
But overwhelmingly, the public opinion was that Moana should be considered a princess.
Yeah.
So she's on our list. Don't at me.
Well,
you can have your
one
opinions.
One of the other ones is Pocahontas, isn't it?
So, Pocahontas has been recognised by Disney
as
an official
princess.
Disney princess. Yes.
And I guess I think probably if you're looking at Moana and Pocahontas,
But Mulan's the same. Mulan is recognised as a Disney princess and she's not
but
a princess.
But they're not really a princess.
No, but she's a princess too.
By birthright.
So that was our understanding of how we come up with this list. There are 12 songs on our list and the songs that we are specifically looking at today are the ingenue songs.
Mm.
So it is the Disney princess song that is the young ingenue singing about what she wants. Every princess except Jasmine has one, and Snow White has two. We only chose one for this experiment, but most of them are sung by themselves. Now, Jasmine is not on our list because Jasmine does not sing a song by herself. She sings one song in the movie, A Whole New World, and that is a duet.
Sure.
So the rules that I made up were that the song had to be sung mostly by the princess herself.
Sure.
That is also why Merida is not on our list, even though she is a recognised Disney princess, because she does not sing the song herself in Brave. Yeah. So she does have a song, sort of, that's associated with the movie, but she does not sing it herself, therefore it does not make our list. So okay. Sorry to Princess Jasmine fans out there and Merida fans out there. They didn't make the cut. So this is how we're going to do it. We've done a random draw of our 12 songs. Mm-hmm. So we've labeled them 1 to 12. Song number 1 will match off against song number 2. Song number 3 will match off against song number 4 and so forward. And every round we will get a winner from the two songs that match off against each other.
Sure.
We both have to agree on the winner though. Mm-hmm. So there might be some conceding of fine, just that one can go through. So we'll have round 1 with 12 songs, which will lead us to 6 songs in round 2 that yeah. will face off against each other. And then that will leave us with 3 songs in our final round. Now, obviously, 3 songs, we can't pick a winner. So we're going to do a 3-2-1 vote on there. Well, you vote 3 points for your favourite, 2 for your next favourite, and 1 sure. for your last favourite. And then we'll add them together and we'll find the ultimate song.
Yeah.
I don't know if that made sense, but it makes sense in my head and on my piece of paper where I've got all this written down. Woo. So hopefully it's going to work. Brett Harvey.
Well, you've got a plan.
I'm a woman with a plan. I've got it under control.
You got some rules, some I've guidelines. Rules. They're a bit flexible, yep. but anyway.
They're not flexible. They're the rules. We have watched all these songs again on YouTube, so we are ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for face-off 1, round 1?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so in our random draw, we have Once Upon a Dream by Cinderella versus A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes by Aurora, Sleeping Beauty, from the Sleeping Beauty movie. It is only coincidence that we happen to have 2 dream songs. I promise this was a random draw. These two just came up against each other. So, Brett, what would be your pick from those two?
Do you know what? I gave them both a 6.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't...
You're not overly impressed?
I wish that they were going up against some of the other songs, because...
You could knock them out, really?
Look. Once Upon a Dream, operatic, had a really nice waltz to it, and they danced mm-hmm. to it, actually. It was a little bit of a duet there, mm-hmm. and some choral singing at the end, which I thought was nice. Look, it had a nice just kind of back and forth kind of mm-hmm. vibe to it. Oh, it was sort of a bit dreamy. And the other song, A Dream is a Wish mm-hmm. You Make.
Your Heart Makes.
I thought... You know, it was still a ballad. It was cheerful. And I liked the little bit at the end with the little mice hum along. I thought mm-hmm. that was fun.
So, of
but
the two.
But they were all about, they were both about the same. Like, to me, they're kind of meh songs.
So, look, does that mean I get to choose? If a you
really
don't have good,
they've got a really old school feel to them.
Sure.
Yeah. What did you have?
Well, of the two, my one going through would be Once Upon a Dream. That yeah. would be my favourite because I love the things that you said, the waltz nature to it. I love that she's – I just love the feeling of it. I think that the feeling of it is nicer. I think lyrically, A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes is better.
Mm.
It has a better message.
Yeah,
but
I
in
agree.
Terms of the song itself, I can just picture – and I have – which I have done, you know, dancing around, singing – I Know You, I Walked With You, Once Upon a Dream. I would put that, would go through. Of those two, of for this round.
I don't
round,
think we should spend too much time worrying about these two songs because I reckon they're going to both be pipped pretty quickly.
Rude.
Okay. Just saying. So you pick one.
Okay.
I would go with the first one,
Once Upon a Dream.
Because okay. for me, that was kind of had a bit more, it was a bit nicer.
All right. So round one, Once Upon a Dream, has gone through to round two. Yay. Okay. So here's our next battle. It's the Belle Reprise from Beauty yeah. and the Beast versus Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas. Can I start?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Is that fine? Okay, so my thoughts are the Belle Reprise is a brilliant 30 seconds. I wish it was longer. Belle really gets jibbed in this movie in yeah. terms of having an ingenue song because this is it. This is all she gets. In the musical, she gets 2 more songs. She gets A Change in Me and Home, which are beautiful, beautiful songs. But in terms of this movie, she gets nothing. She does a lot of singing, but they're all duets and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I love this. The crescendo for her, you know, I Want Adventure in the Great Wide Somewhere and the Dandelion Spurs. Perfect. Perfect. Mwah, chef's kiss. I love it. But it's very short.
Mm.
But then we get Just Around the River Bend, which I think was an interesting one to pair up with Belle because sure. they're both about wanting adventure. And because, you know, we talked last week in our episode about Nightmare Before Christmas, that the only two things that girls in movies tend to want are marriage or adventure.
Mm.
And these are both about wanting adventure. And I love the going down the river, and I love the sort of flowing of that song. I also love the part where it slows down and she's talking about choosing the smoothest course and what's she going to do. And then she chooses the other path, and that's really good. So for those two, only because Belle is so short, that reprise is so, so short, I have to go Just Around the River Bend.
Yeah.
That would be my pick.
Yeah, look, I think Belle's, it's really a case of, you know, should she marry this dude? Whereas Just Around the River Bend, I think, leaves it a bit more open to, I mean, yes, there's the impending.
That's what Just Around the River Bend is about.
the impending marriage. But what she's not saying is, I think when you compare it to that, those first two songs, who are very much about this dreamy thing about just meeting that right guy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's important to them, and it's a dream, and it's like not. I get a bit hung up on, you know, it's not very aspirational. It's just, to me, I like the messages that come in with this Belle song and the Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they want to choose something. They don't necessarily have to choose marriage to be happy, I think, is part of it.
They just want to have an adventure.
Yeah, they want to live life, have an adventure. Now, maybe marriage is part of that, but to them, it's not the first and foremost thing. It's not their only means to have a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
I like the metaphor in Just Around the River Bend.
Yeah.
She's literally in a boat choosing the calm water or the rough one, and she chooses the rough. And I like that. I like that adventurous spirit, and I gave that a higher score.
So are we in agreement there?
The Belle song's great, but yeah, it's very short.
It's very short.
It's very catchy. I'd say it's catchy.
Yeah.
The Just Around the River Bend, it actually, she sings it in a bit of a weird way at the start. It's like the tempo of the rhythm and tempo of her singing doesn't match up with the music tempo. And I know that it's a deliberate thing, but just to me, I just kind of went, oh, doesn't sound really very good. But all over, I'd choose that one.
Just Around the River Bend?
Yep.
Okay, ding. Well, I agree with you there. Just Around the River Bend is our winner for those two. All right, this next one is like sort of just a given for me. So our next round was For the First Time in Forever, Princess Anna's song from Frozen. I know that Elsa sings towards the end, but it is mostly Anna's song, so that's why it's there. And Someday My Prince Will Come from Snow White.
Yep.
Do you Snowy. Want to start?
Look, this is like the opposite to that first set of songs.
Yeah.
Look, I love how it's the first time in forever, you know, this ballad, it's orchestral, stirring, light, optimistic, and it goes really well with the video footage of her scuttering around the castle.
Mm-hmm. The castle.
Castle.
The castle.
The castle.
Scurrying around the castle.
The castle. And just, you know, she's really optimistic about life. And she says, well, like, what if I meet the one? And then I was like, oh.
That's what Anna wants.
Yeah, I know. Well, she wants she's missing her sister who won't come out and play.
If you haven't listened to our Frozen episode, which was episode 24, please go back and listen to that because we have lots of opinions on this. And we love that movie, so.
Whereas Snow White sings a very dreamy song, Someday My Prince Will Come. You know, again, it's a very old-fashioned kind of. In fact, it even sounded like an old-school, you know, vinyl record. You know, like it had a real old sound to it.
Well, it was made in 1918 or something. It's a really old
and
movie.
And they obviously haven't, like, re-recorded it.
Well, we watched it on YouTube, not on Disney Plus.
Yeah, so. Okay. Anyway, I gave, like, the Snow White one about a 5, and First Time in Forever was, like, up in a 9.
Yeah.
It was pretty high. I think. Really strong.
I agree with you. I think For the First Time in Forever wins in that round. It's the perfect introduction to the character of Anna. It's such a wonderful way. After we've had the sort of the slowness of the start of Frozen, where it's all very sad.
Yeah.
And everything, and then we get hit with this song, and it's so much optimism and
joy. It
picks
up the tempo.
And it's just beautiful. I love Snow White as a character, but this song is just not it. Yeah. I'm just like, nah, maybe we would have been better off picking her other ingenue song, which is I'm Wishing.
Well, you know, for me, I'm not a big fan of these these princess songs where it's just like they're just hanging out until their prince arrives, and that's the thing that's going to make their life better. And they just kind of sit around, you know, just dreaming about this.
Honey, it came out in
1937. Oh. Well, yeah. I know, and I just, you know, I'm advocating for women, you know, to be a strong presence in their own lives.
Yeah.
You know, they are the person that makes the, you know, biggest impact in their own life.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see. And so we will see that with some of the other songs.
Yeah.
Which tend to be more modern songs. Yeah, it's no secret.
No.
But anyway, next round.
All right, so we are up to round face-off number three. Face-off number four. All right, so we have got, oh, this is a hard one. This is a hard round. We were going to get up to something difficult eventually.
High scores here.
So we have got Almost There from The Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
And Reflection from Mulan.
Now, I'm going to start off by saying, compared to those other, like we said, old school notions of waiting for something to happen, waiting for the prince, here we've got Tiana singing a really cool song about her dream of owning her own restaurant, and she is there sweeping the dust off the floors trying to make it happen.
And she's almost there. It's a really
strong, yeah, really strong, liberated sense of empowerment, and I love that.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's also a nice jazz song.
It's such a good song. Okay, but compare it to Reflection, which is also a brilliant song. I thought that this was going to be, when these two came up, I thought Almost There. I love Almost There. Yeah. I love the big band sound. I love the lyrics, the motivation, the Art Deco animation. I love it all. Yeah,
it's good.
It's so good. And then I thought, oh yeah, we're going to be fine. Reflection, see you later. But then the song came on and I just went back to, oh, this is such a beautiful song.
Mm.
And Leia Salonga's vocals are just perfect. It's so relatable. And she has, you know, she has the magic sleeve that wipes off her makeup. And it's just everything about this song is so, so beautiful. And then I just went, oh, no. What are we
going to
do?
I think, you know, the message from her is that she doesn't just want to be a bride. There's more. Got to be more to her life than that. Like in their culture, she's been brought up to be a wife to someone. That's what the girls do.
Well, she's just come from the matchmakers in that part of the movie as well.
And so she sees that she's got more of a purpose in life. I like the messages. The messages are strong.
They're both really good songs.
I gave them the same score, but I'm going to put Almost There up, I reckon.
All right, I'm going to go Almost There as well. Good. We haven't had to argue about anything yet. All right, Almost There is going up for me. Although I do love Reflection, I think you just can't go wrong with Almost There.
That moment, that magical moment where she uses her magical sleeve to wipe half of her makeup off her face in one swoop.
Yeah, impressive. And it doesn't smudge. Impressive. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
But Almost There is going through for us. All right, this is round five. Oh, where are we? Okay. We have got When Will My Life Begin from Tangled versus Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. I'm going to start.
Mm.
Okay. When Will My Life Begin should be called Rename the Quarantine Song because she's just talking about how she's going to read books and cook and clean and everything's going to be great, and then she's going to do it all again because she's stuck at home, and what's she going to do about it? Good song. Nice song. But Part of Your World.
She acknowledges her situation.
But Part of Your World. Okay, look, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, and I might cry. The Little Mermaid is my favourite Disney movie, and this song is just, for me, you know how we've talked in the past about, you know, things having such a special place in your childhood and in your heart? This song, for me, this is the song.
Is it because you wanted to be a mermaid?
Well, everyone wanted to be a mermaid. The Jodie Benson's vocals, the crescendo with Bright Young Women, Sick of Swimming, Ready to Stand, and her reaching up through that porthole of her realisation that, you know, these are the things that she wants and she's not going to be able to get it because this is the situation that she's living in. She just wants to be, like, Part of Your World, for me, goes through to the next round.
Yeah, there
you go. That's my opinion. What's yours?
Oh, yeah. I liked Rapunzel's attitude of upskilling herself in the meantime. Okay. You know, she's reading books, she's practicing her cooking and she's doing her cleaning and she's painting pictures and, you know, so she's not just sitting around doing nothing and waiting for something to happen. She's trying to make stuff happen in the meantime. Love that about that song.
Sure.
And the animation of the hair is amazing.
I do not disagree with that.
It's very optimistic. I like the guitar. It's a guitar-led song. But the other thing, too, is she's not really sure what's in store for her.
Mm-hmm.
She really doesn't know. Part of Your World, orchestral, it swells and the music swells.
You go on an emotional journey with Part of Your World.
It's fun. It's a unique perspective, I think. She's thinking, I always get the sense of the grass is greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's seeing a whole nother world that she wants to be a part of. So on one hand, you've got someone who really doesn't know what is out there and what she wants. But the other one is like knows what she wants, but knows she can't get there the way things are. Two very good songs. I read them the same score. Both mm-hmm. got an 8 for me.
Okay.
I can't pick. You have to pick that one.
Part of Your World, done. I just can't. It's just
round number 6.
It's just the best song. All right. Now we've got the Battle of the Goes. We've got the Battle of the Goes for our last round before we go into our semi-finals, our this last knockout round. Another
hard round too.
We've got Let It Go from Frozen and How Far I'll Go from Moana. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Let It Go. I love the little...
Okay, you're going to start.
Starts with the piano. Do-do-do-do-do. Mm-hmm. And she's a strong-minded woman. She's unleashing who she is.
Yep.
She's spent most of her life trying to hide who she is. And now she's just going to let it go. Unleash it.
Oh, God.
And it's just that like...
That sounded painful.
Yeah.
Just unleash it.
And I think, like, it's a really strong song. The lyrics and in combination with its what she does during the song.
Mm-hmm.
Creates her ice castle, and that's castle.
Castle.
I think that's really cool. It's a really great song. And How Far I'll Go, Moana, starts off with the guitar. And I'm not sure whether they use the guitar or ukulele to start off with. It's kind of maybe...
It's like
I feel like it's a guitar. But anyway.
There is like a maraca.
She's got this kind of like, should I stay or should I go into the unknown type of thing. You know, it's that thing about for both of those princesses actually that, you know, they're being told by their parents to do things a certain way, and then they're finally coming to this point in their life where they can actually choose for themselves.
Yeah,
and that's important part of these songs, I think. I've given them both a 9 out of 10. They're right up there.
Yeah.
Right up there, but I don't know if I can pick between them.
You know what?
I'm leaning towards Let It Go.
It kind of sucks.
As much as I love the Moana.
Yeah. It kind of sucks that these two came up against each other in the draw and one of them didn't come up against A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
Yeah, that's right. You know, exactly.
They're both such strong contenders. The bridge of Let It Go, when they're sort of, it gets real like quick and goes dun, 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 and then she's all, my power flurries, like that dun, bit, dun, dun, chills, dun, 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 dun. Absolute chills every time. It's just the best. But the key Ba-da-boom. Change in How Far I'll Go is also magnificent. And it's just, I think that it just sort of comes down to How Far I'll Go is about a child and Let It Go is about a woman.
Well, she does the sexy walk.
She does. She struts in that dress. And I just, they're both such good songs. I have to go with Let It Go, I think. Are we happy with putting Let It Go? I'm sorry, Moana. It's such a good song.
I feel like Moana would probably end up in the
top three. I think so too. If Moana had come up against any other song.
Can you make an executive decision?
No, I can't. This is the random draw. This is the random nature of a draw.
I reckon it's got to be Let It Go then.
All right, Let It Go. Okay.
And there'd be millions of little girls around the world that would attest to that.
There's a reason why this song was everywhere. It's because it's magnificent.
Yep.
It's so good. All right. So, that's our first knockout round. Yep. So, it means going through to round two, we have Once Upon a Dream coming up against Just Around the River Bend. We then have For the First Time in Forever against Almost There. And then we have Part of Your World against Let It Go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
Back to
Once Upon a Dream versus Just Around the River Bend.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to come up straight and say Just Around the River Bend.
Agreed.
Like, because I put those first couple as a 6, whereas Around the River Bend was a strong 8, you know, well above that. So we have to go through.
Yep, I agree. Just Around the River Bend. That's going through to our grand final round.
Yeah.
Just Around the River Bend. All right, so now we have For the First Time in Forever and Almost There. Oh, that's hard. That's really hard.
Mm.
They're both such good songs and they're both such upbeat, wonderful songs.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Score-wise
on paper, I'm leaning towards The First Time in Forever.
You're leaned over Almost There. See, I would say the other way. I would go Almost There.
I feel like we're going to end up with 2 Frozen songs up at the top. Well, if they need to be there, they need to be there. Okay, so, look, they're both excellent. I must admit, I do like Almost There in terms of it's got that genuine jazz feel to it.
I like the message of Almost There.
Yeah.
That over For the First Time in Forever. I think if we're talking about not just the way it's animated. If we're talking about the song itself,
yeah.
And you put For the First Time in Forever up against Almost There, I think it's got to be Almost There. In terms of lyrics, in terms of meaning, in terms of pushing along the story.
Yeah.
Like, I think that Almost There has to be. Not that I don't love For the First Time in Forever, because I do. I am a Frozen stan.
We're
going
to stick to your rules.
But
so, yeah, let's put forward
Almost There.
Almost There.
Okay. Oh, God, I can't do this last one. I can't do it because...
Okay, what do we choose?
We've got Part of That World versus Let It Go. These are my 2 favourite Disney songs of all time. Okay, if I was going to try and take out my emotional attachment...
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think as a song... As a song, Let It Go. This is really hurting me to say this. Yeah. Let It Go as a song is probably a better song.
Yeah.
My heart tells me not to give up on Part of That World.
Yeah, I'm going to put up Let It Go.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. I can live with that, even though my heart says Part of Your World is the best song of all time. I'm sorry, Ariel. I've let you down.
This is going to get harder, not easier. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let It Go is really strong. Yeah, like I said, to me, the songs that I like to see, you know, I think that in some ways, you know, I'm a bit of a feminist in that I like.
Well, you should be a feminist.
In that I saw. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For that clarification. So I think when I see these movies that have these female characters that at the center of things, I'd like to see them have a strong sense of self and be wanting to challenge themselves in their life and be good role models.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I think good role models in women, look, don't get me wrong, you know, being a wife or being a mum, 2 very important things, but in terms of things that you can strive for, I like to see these female characters striving beyond just being the bride next to the husband at the, you know, as that's the moment of their happy ever after.
Yeah.
You know, that there's more to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I think Let It Go's great song.
I agree.
Strong woman coming of age. And the other thing too is she's kind of learned to stand on her own 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's important.
Look, like I said, they're my 2 favourite songs and... Just objectively, Let It Go is probably a better show. So I can live with that. I can live with that. It's not like you're trying to put through Someday My Prince Will Come over Part of Your World. So I can live with that, which leads us to our grand final round.
Okay, who we got?
We've got Just Around the River Bend, our top 3 Disney princess songs of all time. Just Around the River Bend, Almost There, and Let It Go. So now what we're going to do, dear listeners, is we're going to do a 3-2-1 vote, and whoever has the most points is going to get the title, the official title of the greatest Disney princess song of all time. How does that sound?
According to Presenting Pixie.
No, It is objectively, we've talked about it, and it is the greatest Disney princess song of all time. Okay, would you like a second to collect your thoughts?
So, yeah, what were our top three?
Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas, Almost There from The Princess and the Frog, and Let It Go from Frozen. Because I know what would be my 1 point, my 1, 2, 3 vote.
Okay, I've got mine ready.
You've got yours ready? Yep. Okay, so what did you have for your 1 pointer?
My 1 pointer was Just Around the River Bend.
That was also my 1 pointer. So that will have a total of 2 points, which means that that will come in third place. Okay. Yeah. So what did you have as your 2 pointer?
Almost There.
I also had that as my 2 pointer. Look at us. There's been no arguments about this whole time, which gives that a total of 4 points, which will bring it in second place, which means that both of us have agreed, therefore, that Let It Go is the greatest Disney princess song of all time, with a grand total of 6 points and no arguments anywhere. You're so amazing.
That's the crowd going wild.
Can you hear our dog snoring? He's also doing that. So if you've heard snoring, he's almost there. If you've heard snoring throughout this whole episode, the dog thinks that we're really entertaining. So there we go. That is our...
That worked out really well.
That we did a really good job there. So Let It Go.
I feel like if we had to go back to and include How Far I'll Go, Moana, I wonder if Moana would be up there somewhere.
If How Far I'll Go was in the place of Just Around the River Bend in the draw, so therefore How Far I'll Go came up against the Belle Reprise and Just Around the River Bend came up against Let It Go in the draw, we would have gotten rid of Just Around the River Bend.
Yeah.
But because of the draw, this is the way draws work.
Yeah.
Let It Go is the greatest Disney princess song of all time, followed by Almost There and then Just Around the River Bend.
Yeah.
According to the draw that we did. So, guys at home, if you're listening, do your own draw. Tell us what you came up with. We would love to hear it. If you agree, send us a message. If you don't agree, send us a message on that as well. Tell us what came up in your draw and if there were any other songs that you included that we didn't include.
Yeah, or maybe you've got something you'd like us to... do a draw for.
This was fun. I really liked this.
Could be like favorite characters or something.
Yeah.
Favorite sidekicks. That'd be a good one to do.
Oh, favorite sidekicks would be a good one. There's lots of movies though, so we'd have to narrow it down. Like favorite sidekicks from the Disney Renaissance, or like favorite sidekicks from the year 2000 to 2020.
Yeah.
And just do like most recent ones because there are lots of movies.
Yeah.
Or we could just get people to send in their favourite sidekicks and just do a draw out of those.
Yeah.
The ones that we get sent in. That's really cool. What a great idea. Well, we'll note that for a future episode.
Noted down.
Noted, noted. A quick show's a good show. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Presenting Pixie Dust. This was really fun. So please let us know if there's another draw that you'd like to hear us do, or if your draw came up differently than ours. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Presenting Pixie Dust. You can also find Brett at his other podcast, Teaching for Dummies, if you are a teacher or you know a teacher. That's also available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you could leave a really nice review anywhere you've listened to this podcast, that would also be great. Rate, review, subscribe. We love you. Anything you want to add, Brett?
Nah.
Brett? Sorry, Brett.
Yes, I'm Brett.
Anything squishy you want to add, Brett?
No, that was a bit of fun. Like,
that was great fun.
Yeah, it was good. Good fun.
Watch it with your kids.
All right.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.